Yeah, for sure. And it's just that's just the way you know, the teams were in the standings. You know, like I said, unfortunately, things just weren't working out well in Buffalo for that team. And here, you know, it's a totally different story. You know, it reminds me of earlier in my career when we had some pretty good teams in Buffalo where you're making, you know, playoff. We were in the playoff race consistently, and where every game mattered, every point was huge, and that's where we're at right now.
It looks like that's a really good fit for you here. Were you surprised to have chemistry like that so quickly?
I wouldn't say surprised. It was more of, you know, it was comfortable coming here because I knew quite a few of the guys before the trade. So on a personal level, when you know players and you're comfortable with them, you know, I've known Wheels for a while, but it helps on the ice with communication and you know, trying to create that chemistry. And you know, we've been on the fortunate end of some pretty good breaks and some bounces, so just try and keep this thing rolling and you know, ride this wave as long as we can.
It's early, but would you like to stay here in the future? Would you consider to stay here?
For sure. You know, it's the reality of the situation is my contract's up after this season, so being unrestricted, you know, I could have options, but at the same time, my main focus is helping this team make the playoffs and do my best to contribute in any way possible. You know, whatever happens after that will take care of itself.
I guess offensively it was hard for you to produce in Buffalo, but what's the major difference since you're in Winnipeg to find that you're close to a point per game here in Winnipeg?
I think just like we touched on earlier, the chemistry with the line that I have. I mean, I play with some great players in Buffalo, but it seems to be working out very well here. You know, we have two unbelievable young centermen that have had to step up in the absence of Brian Little, and that's no easy task, and give them a lot of credit for raising their game, especially, you know, Scheifele's. You know, from a distance, I knew he was a good player, but after playing with him and being around him, you know, he's got a long career ahead of him, and he's it's one of those things where I'm very fortunate to be able to play with him, and you know, we have chemistry so far, and same goes with Blake. He's a heck of a player. He's a game breaker, so I'm definitely you know, feeding off of those guys, and like I said, just try and keep this thing rolling.
Do you think that that Tyler Myers need a fresh start?
For sure. I think this has helped him tremendously. You know, I guess I wouldn't say he needed the fresh start, but it didn't hurt coming here, being a part of a team where, you know, he has help. He doesn't have to play, you know, the big heavy minutes where, you know, unfortunately in Buffalo, it's just the way it worked out with, you know, we spent a lot of time in our D zone. We gave up a lot. So, you know, he was expected to carry a lot, and here he's protected. He's you know, playing with some great players on the back end there, and most importantly, you know, structure wise, the coaching staff we have here, you know, they're taking great care of him, and you know, and also just, yeah, the guys in the room, this group we have, you know, we take care of each other, and it's been a great, and it's been seamless for both of us. Thank you.
More than the Jets have this year. What do they need to know about this team?
Fast. They're in your face. You know, they have some high skill level out there. So it's, once again, it's a, you know, it's a time and space thing. You got to make sure that you know, you're limiting their options. You know, they have one of the best goalies in the league for them. So you have to make sure we get traffic and a lot of pucks in net. I'm not sure if Price is playing tonight, but if he is, you know, it's more, like I said, it's one of those things where you know, we have to get bodies in front of him. And you know, they're a deep team. They have you know, waves of attack, and you know, so we're going to try and bring our physical game, bring our pace, and hopefully go from there.
They're number one in the league in goals against average. You owe that to Carey Price alone, or do you think it's a team thing?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, I'm not really spending a lot of my days paying attention to what the Canadians are doing, but if I had to answer that, it'd probably be a combination of both. But at the same time, you know, he's one of the best goalies in the league for a reason. You know, he's extremely talented, and they do have a pretty good back end there as well. So, you know, every goalie hates traffic. Every goalie hates bodies in front of him, and all that. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Sounds like Tokarski is going. It's a guy who's faced Price so often.
Okay,
is that a break?
Honestly, I'm more focused on you know, making sure that our line's going tonight, and you know, as a team, I think we're focused on bringing our game, having a response against against these guys based on how our last game went. I mean, we've been on a roll here for a while, so the goaltending, no matter who's in net for them, the game plan for us doesn't change. We need to get pucks on net for everywhere, whether it's bad angles coming across the line, making sure that we're getting bodies there as well. So I wouldn't say it's a break, but at the same time, hopefully we can generate.
You were talking about the challenges the Canadians present. You haven't faced them yet with this new line that's working so well. How do you feel you guys measure up against their speed, their tenacity?
I think we measure well just because of our size and our ability to hang on to pucks down low. They do have a couple D back there that can play physical, but at the same time, they lean a little bit more towards some stick work, making sure that their stick's in the right position. So I think we can take advantage of that, of making sure we're moving, making sure that, we're using our legs and using our size and speed down low. I think that's where we're gonna have success.
You haven't been shy to praise Blake since you've been here. Just looking at him now, does it take that appreciation to a whole new level?
Yeah, I mean, there's not too many. Not too many professions or guys where you see they lose a few teeth and get their lip split open, and they're wanting to come back and join the fight and join get back in the game. So you have a very high appreciation of his toughness and his ability to you look at him now, he kind of overcome what he has to go through. It's not fun drinking out of a straw for a few days. So yeah, definitely have a good appreciation for that as well.
Seeing a player like that, a lineman like that, is that a boost to the locker room at all, to kind of see a guy at this stretch of the season, really add a kind of boost to you? Look what he's willing to put on the line, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that gives a testament to the type of character that we have in this room. It's all throughout the dressing room. I mean, we stick up for each other, we care about each other, and it starts with our captains and our leaders. And you see guys play through certain injuries and the toughness that they show, and definitely it's inspiring. And you don't want to see anyone go through anything like that, get hit in the face like that, but it happens. And like I said, we're very appreciative of the type of leadership he provides.
Thanks.